Well, ultra-terrestrial refers to something other than extraterrestrials. If we talk about extraterrestrials, I mean, you know, that's a broad term also. But it usually means, for most people who are involved with UFO research or exobiology or something, you know, creatures, aliens from another planet, from another technology, physical beings, and so on and so on. Now, ultra-terrestrials is a very broad word, and it refers to anything outside of really our physical reality. So we're dealing with probably contacts, you know, that are something more exotic than aliens and spaceships from another world.
But what is it? What is that? Is it somebody that's been here for a long time, longer than us, that can see us and we can't see them?
Well, I believe so. I believe that, you know, the universe is indeed multidimensional, and that there are parallel realities in which other beings exist, and that these beings have interacted with the human race from time to time. And one of the things that puzzled me during my research is that I found out that you know, many of these contact experiences are different. It almost just seems as if the contact is initiated. I'm not talking about your typical abduction by the Greys and so on and so on, although that may be part of it. The entity or whatever it is doing contact seems to take a form at first that's pleasing to the individual. This is not always the case, but and it's puzzling to talk to many different people and get different descriptions. But if you consider that perhaps there is something out there that may want to hide itself, and it may manifest in many different forms in order to keep its true identity secret, and this may be the case. So when you look at the contactee contact situation, and with each individual case and compare a number of cases together, it really doesn't make sense. It just looks like there's some type of psychosis of the 21st century. But if you take the broad spectrum of cases, a large number of cases, and put them together, I mean, they're almost all very similar. And contact experiences, by the way, are interpreted mostly by the individual experiencing them. The contacting entity gives very little information, and the person interprets the visitation or the contact according to, number one, their education, their religious beliefs, their cultural beliefs, their upbringing, the way they were brought up, and their general philosophy on life. And most people will try to do this to try to deal with these cases. They have these experiences, and they try to deal with them personally for themselves so that they can better understand it. So human beings like to put everything in nice little categories and so they can understand things better. So this is what's going on, and my research has taken me into that area.
Well, you've sort of put things into a category. You're calling them ultra-terrestrial. It's a lot of different phenomena. I just went down the laundry list. Are they, in fact, in your mind, the same thing? Are they just showing themselves in different forms?
I believe that's the case with a certain percentage of the cases. And, of course, I don't have all the answers, and I don't think anybody really does, but the UFO contactee situation may be, in fact, you know, ultra-terrestrial contacts, which I believe are dimensional beings in nature. There may be extraterrestrials in there. You see, we cannot, like, get one particular complex phenomena and put one particular label on it and say, well, this is what's causing all of this. But there may be multiple causes from many different types of origins. And I think many investigators into the paranormal have a tendency to lock into one particular idea and say, this is it, folks. There's nothing else. I don't really believe that. And the word ultra-terrestrial really involves a wide variety of entities, I believe, or experiences in the contact phenomena.
And like as Jacques Vallée has written, that this has always been with us in different guises.
Absolutely. You know, we're talking about, you know, John Keel, we're talking about Vallée, we're talking about even Hynek in his later years decided that, you know, alien spaceships cannot explain the entire UFO experience, as he called it. But, you know, in my work, I'm trying to combine the idea of string theory and quantum physics into the idea of the paranormal. But when you put all that into the equation and your numbers come up with your equations come up with these ideas of parallel universes and other dimensions, you know, we can accept the paranormal as being more real because there's these other realities that exist around us that we can't see. And what we're calling the paranormal today is something of these other realities that we're only getting a glimpse of.